the synopsis of what we had till now. Today, Yom Hashem, is going to be the last part of this series. We had a yesod that every single person has his tafkid in Yuchad. So much so that for his tafkid in Yuchad, he had to be moisin nefesh, even to the extent of Yarad Ganyama. The Gimel Averis Chamurus is a klal for Gan's Klal Yisrael. But for every individual, everyone has his tafkid, his unique avoida, why he was put here. And the Gaon reveals to us, it's, if you want to know what it is, it's either Mashmish B'maisav, Yifashmish B'maisav, see where we have an inkling, Natiya to us. And that disposition that we're pushed along that way, we have a Mashikah towards a certain area, that means that we have, that is our avoida, that's where we fell in the first round in the Gilgal Rishon, and that's where we came back to this world. And it's only for that purpose, it's Naikul Ayladim Shenivra. Means really, it's Naikul Ayladim Shalayivra, the second round. But the only reason why we're here is for that Nakuda, those in Yanim that we're drawn to, or those in Yanim Khulila that we're Nikshalin, that's the reason why we're here. And if a person focuses his energy on everything else except for that, then he remains in the Bechina Khulila of Naikul Ayladim. And we discussed a number of rayas from Rabbi Akiva in Batzas HaTorah and Daniel in Tfilo and Mordechai with Haman and Esther when they were coming to be Mazak in the Chet of Shaul to deal with Amalek. But if the din is Yarad Vayava, these in Yonim, then clearly, at the very least, if we're not holding the Yarad Vayava, because we can't really know 100% who we are and what the Indian we need to work on. But at the very least, the things that we think is our tafkid, at least we have to try our best and really give it focus. Do introspection and try to figure out, where am I different? Where am I more nature? Where am I drawn to? What do I find so difficult? And that's put the inyan that we have to work on. If we work on that inyan, then it's going to be the derech arucha sheikzara, like the Rebbe Mezei Chachmas has said. If we work on that, that's mamish to the Kuda Pnimis of our Shayish Neshama. If we get that, then everything else falls into place over time. But if we work on everything around it, but what we need to work on, then it's a Derek Kesar Shiarucha, and then we end up Chulil Vachas falling short. So today's Zad, I want to talk about sort of after that. Okay, let's try to work on sort of the positive to give chizik about how we can pull this off. It's a daunting task. We now are faced with dealing with us. We are our greatest enemies. We now have to face myself in the mirror and deal with myself. It's very scary. It's like, what, how am I going to deal with this? And now I'm going to stand up to my yetzer. And really, if you take it apart, it's sort of such a task that's really almost impossible, it's insurmountable. The first round, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, Yosha, we went off, we deviated, we were nikshal, and whatever the Indian is. Now, when I'm coming back the second round, already with that inclination, I'm already tainted, I'm already towards that Avera. Now, I should be able to conquer that avail. If I didn't do it the first round, now when I'm worse off, now I'm going to be able to be successful? How's that possible? Obviously, there's a cheshvin, means we could do it. How's it possible that we're better equipped now to deal with this problem than we were the first round? The first round we didn't have this netiyah, now I should be able to do it? I want to share with you some chizik from Reb Tzadik in Tzidkas HaTzadik, in Reis Mem Tes, and then again in Kufnan Aleph. The Tzadik says the following. I'm going to read you over some of his words because it's powerful. Kol Echad Yeda, everyone should know, should be Meshe Yitzra Teifa B'Yaisa, in the area that his Yitzra pulls in the most. Teifa B'Yaisa, it's in that very area who clean Mochan, those areas that we find it most difficult, Those are punctly areas that we can have the most aslokin. Those are the years that really we can go to the end, if we manage to the end, we can manage being more successful in these areas of taking a midas than any other area. And in those years that we already mentioned, notice here it's the two parts of the going, the Yifashmesh and Yimashmesh. Those years that we already Pasha Behem, Yeda, a person should know, Shu clean Mukhan. He was already a clean Mukhshalakak. His Mukhan leaves Daika, Dafka, Ba'isi, Tava, Noki, Ra'leva. Dafka, in those areas, can he come out whistle clean? More than others, what we think is easy is really hard to reach perfection. And in the areas that we think are difficult and challenging for us, it's put in those areas that we can manage to take it to the end. I think I mentioned in the past, I'm not sure, but the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Kufi Kess in the days, where the Amoraim were trying to find out what each Amoira excelled in. Avuth b'maizah tfei, what did your father work on? Tzitzis, tefillin, each Amoira worked on something else. Avuth b'maizah tfei. And the Svarim, the Shlom, many Svarim, many Svarim say, Goyim, that the Pshat the Gemara is that these Amoraim recognize their Sheirish and the Shama, what they need to work on. And it was the daft of Avuk B'maizah Tzei. They worked on Tzitzis, Atom, whatever it is, with all the Tukim and Chamur and Chumris, because that's where their Tachas Avodah lies. Means what they found most challenging is where they threw all the Pechas in. Their entire focus and their mamas, they wanted to tackle that, and therefore they went whatever they could do in that area. Rav Tzadik brings a raya to this, the Santa raya, a couple of rayas to this. One, he brings a raya from the Medrash, Vayikra Rabba. The Medrash says, "Shebe Eva Shaboy Chota," through the Eva that a person did a chet, bo yasa mitzvahs. It's through that Eva that they should do mitzvahs. So provisionally, when we read the Medrash, we walk out thinking like, we're going to do a wash. We did an aver with the hands, so we'll try to do a mitzvah with the hands, so now the hands is like evenly balanced, and hopefully one will work out with the other, and we're good to go. But the Tzadik says that's not what the Medrash means. The Medrash means, Shebe'eva Shebo'i Chato, Bo'ya Asher Mitzvahs, because the Dafi should know, if your Eva did that chet, it means that that Eva is destined for Gedulah. That's the Eva that you could pull off the most with. If a person has a sharp tongue, you should know through his speech, he could be mekayim the most in terms of Avodas Hashem. It's poked in the Eva that a person is nikshal, that where he's tempted, where he's pulled, if that's where he could be the most matzliach in tackling the Eitzah, and that's the most matzliach in his Avodas Hashem. To bring the practical example from Ochaz, because I'll say that Ochaz was Chosam HaTorah, the Gemara in Achelik, Kufim on the base. He mamish closed off the Torah, he saw Gedeim, he saw little kids learning Torah, and he said, what's going to happen? They're going to keep on learning, they're going to grow up, they're going to eat Tamid HaChachamim. So he cut them off from the get-go, and closed down all the elementary schools, done. Like this, there won't be any B'nai Torah. Give the time, and there won't be any B'nai Torah. It was Chosam HaTorah. Who did he have as a child? Who was his son? That was Chizkiah. The Gemara says on Chizkiah that during his reign, Klal Yisrael knew so much Torah, it was so widespread that every Tinnik v'Tinnikus was Baki, Betruma, and Tyrus, they were Baki all over. Mibe'er Shama Adon. He was the one who mamish proliferated Torah, put it on the map like no other Melech did. What's Pshat? So Kavtadah, because in the Koichis of Ochaz lit that ability to build up Torah like no other. Just Ochaz failed. Ochaz was pulled with his Yetzer because in the area where he could excel is the area where he has the most pull. And he messed up. But he had it, the Koichis, he had it inside of him to do Faket and to be Mathis to Torah. He wasn't Zayka, so his son Chizkiah took that over and he was the one who was Mathis to Torah. Now, why is it like that, Rabbi Yisai? How is it? But my says, I messed up my first round. So why is it put now, my second round? I'm more mukhshalakach. than anywhere else. And those are the years that one book shall account. So Vayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he puts us back, second round, he gives us talents that we did not have the first round. He gives us kleichus, tchunas and nefesh, a skill set that we didn't have. We now have a special, unique skill set. None of us have the same skill set. There are many milas, many kleichus that a person needs, and sometimes to tackle an inyan, you need multiple talents, overlapping talents, and punt, that combination that of all the talents, everyone's skill sets, is no two people have the same skill set. Which means, because a partzuf is a way to see into the person's neshama. The expression of a person's neshama comes out in his partzuf. If our partzuf is saying our shyness, our kokok, our sherish neshama, and our kikis are shyness. Our day is saying our shyness. So we all have different skill sets, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each one the set of kliches that he needs the dafka to be able to conquer those areas that he failed round one. When he has come back in this world, he has those tachunis bedafka that now enable him to stand up to that yetzer in that area, talking and davening, whatever it might be, coming on time. I know it's Dvarim, Lashon Hara, whatever the area might be, Chesed, Tzedakah, there's so many areas, but everyone has now perfect skill set to be able to stand up to the challenge. It doesn't mean there's no challenge. There is a challenge. There will be a challenge. It will be daunting. But he has he has those abilities, dormant in him. He has those kreikas. He has to dig into himself and pull those kreikas out. And it'll be him more than anyone else. Has those kliches that are necessary to stand up to that challenge. Someone else needed to stand up to Reuven's challenge, they will fail, because they don't have that skill set. Reuven has that skill set that's necessary to stand up to his challenges. And the Rabbi Yerucham says in the Chokma Musa, that's Chokma Musa, Kelegalat Maimikov Gimel, explains that all the person has to do is take care and work on his milas. Focus on what he's good at. Focus on his skills and talents and run with it. Run with your talents. Don't waste energy on the areas that you're not good at. And by the way, we have to try to work on everything at once, like a jack of all trades. But the focus should be focused on the areas where you're good at. If you focus on your talents, your innate talents, your tzedek talents, he says, that comes from each one of us, b'teva. If we focus on those talents and we develop those talents, then we can take those talents, those very talents, and use them to be mesaken what we need to be mesaken. Because that's what we were given, those talents. We don't have to be mechadish new talents. We don't have to be jealous of someone else who has a different skill set, because that skill set won't help us. Or mess us up. We need our skill set to be able to reach our tachkid. And if we work with our innate talent, that tevetika talent, Zohar Yerucham, we'll be able to conquer what we need. And the melukum tois, if we think about it, I'm simplifying it, but life is pretty easy then, because we have those talents, we just have to develop what we already have, and then we'll be able to deal with what we need to deal with. We say in Davni, Baptist Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Lavavcha, V'chol Nashukha, V'chol Meidecha. Shema, we say it twice a day. Shalom Hashem with all your heart, with all your nefesh, give up your life. V'chol Meidecha. Rabbi said, what is the taich of Meidecha? So we know that Chazal taich Meidecha in two ways. V'chol Meidecha, that God wrote was Meidecha for the Adam. He takes it with a grain of salt, he accepts it, he surrenders to Rabbi Yishlom's reign. That's one taich. Another taich in Chazal is Bokon Medech and Bokon Amaycha. Both are Emes, Lamito, Shoter, the Tibet Chazal, Kabaldi. We have a cloud that the Rabban laid down for us that Chazal weren't Isaac in Shuto Shomekra. Chazal were many Madregas above that. And anything in Chazal is a medrash. It's not pshuto shom yekro, it's drash. You know, there's Rem inside and drash. Anything that we find in Chazal is drash. And anyone who learned Chumash with Ramban knows that come out every single place where Rashi veers off, so to speak, and teaches the pasuk Api Chazal, the Ramban is massing on Rashi on the spot and says, Zehu Medrashon. Abu Pshuta Shom Mikra is something else. If it's Medrash, we know it can't be trapped in the Mikra. So, B'chol Ma'idecha means B'chol Midu Umida, great. Or B'maikha, great. But that's Medrashon. What is Pshuta Shom Mikra? The Israel who wants us to love Him, to serve Him in everything that you excel in. Ma'id is much. What you're gifted with, what your talents are. You should serve Hashem b'chol levavcha or b'chol nafshecha, and everything that you excel in. Whatever you're good at, serve Hashem with what you're good at. In your native avoda. And what you're good at, that's how you should serve Hashem. And if you serve Hashem in that way, if you utilize your talents, what you're made of is, you'll be able to take on your Sherish Neshama. You'll be able to take on the Meitav of Amalek, Agag, Meitav Atzoyin and Meitav Abokha. If we use our Meitav that we're gifted with, then we can tackle the Meitav of our Yetzer. B'chol Ma'idecha. So we really have to know who we are. If we get to understand who we are, if we get to understand what our ma'ilas are, and what our chesroinus are, what our shortcomings are, where we fall, where we're inclined, we're able to get a very good picture of ourselves. The Sfarim say that we know that Klal Yisrael went into four galus. Those are galus klalius. But it's a little thing of galus aproti. Every single one of us, at some periods in our life, find ourselves in the galus aproti. We're lost. We're wandering. We don't know who we are. We have no idea who we are. We don't know our ma'alos. We don't know our chesroinus. So we can't be successful. When we ascertain what our ma'alos are, when we determine what our chesroinus are, then we're able to use our ma'alos against our chesroinus. We're able to tackle and get our avodah. And we get that, then Zotar Biruchim U'yishapku, his lashon is, Avtevoyv U'midoysev Aroyim, Yishapku L'gamrili Toiv. Not everything will fall into place, and everything will be shvitz. We just have to know what that is. We're going to be Yazik Kol Shleimusay. In the Sefer Ali Shor, in Chelek Aleph, Shah Shlishi Perek Gimel, Amud Kof Membov, he takes his Birukim to the next step. And he says like this, a person should sit down with a piece of paper and write down his Milas, number them, like in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then write down his Chesroinus in order, his biggest Chesaron, his second biggest Chesaron, and he'll realize, if he thinks into it, that his biggest maila was given to him to take on and perfect his biggest chesaron. And his second maila is to perfect his second most chesaron. And so on. And he says you should put it like a clock in a round circle, and the 12 is against the 6, and the 1 is against the 7, and the 2 is against the 8, and that's how a person could work on himself. We're all given unique skill sets, because we have different chesroinus and we need different ma'alos. But Hashem orchestrated it perfectly. Our biggest ma'ala, b'teva, could be used against our biggest chesaron. We have to develop it and focus on it. And the ma'ala, then we can take it and we're on now to face the challenge. And then he writes, a lashon, mi she'etzliach la'mi ama'alosa yo'ikris. If a certain person is successful, he's able to be oimid on what is his best maila. Well, hashkasasa ikris, and he's able to determine what is his biggest chesaron, his biggest hashkasa, zacho l'davar gadol. He was zecha to something phenomenal. Ma'ata, now he knows, ma'ata hu yudeya, Man Hashem Elokav Deish Mimenu. Now he knows what Hashem wants from him. Till that we're lost. Till that we try to do everything with Jonathan Tarim, Chesed, and Gemilu, everything. When a person knows his biggest Maila, then he knows, oh, for that he was created. We have different Mailas. There are many stories. I just had, we make matzahs on Sunday. So some people have the minig, and it's a beautiful minig to sing Hallel while they're baking the matzahs. Zeicha, whatever it is. So one of the people who are gifted, Chazon ben Elishu, is coming to the back to check matzahs. So I told him, I said, I don't understand. What are you doing here? You're in the wrong place. Like, you should be singing the Hallel. You're a koyach and you're gifted. I said, if you want, we can swap. I'll go try to sing the Hallel. I'm totally off tune. And you can stay at checking matzahs. But then, the Hallel is Nishkin Hallel, and the checking the matzahs might not be perfect either. I think it's better off if you stay here saying Hallel, and I stay here checking the matzahs. We all have different minds, if I say, and if we try to conflate them, if we get confused, then we're really throwing ourselves into Golas. The famous story that there was, I forgot which Gadol it was, but there was a certain Gvir, he used to give out a lot of talk, and it came, I don't know, it was a Lower Shoshana, Lo Yom Kippur, I don't remember the details of the story, maybe you remember it and remind me, and there was a person, probably it was Lo Yom Kippur, and then by, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, if the Kol Nidre, so this Gvir, of course, sits Eganun by the Mizra plant, and he's totally focused around in his Tehillim and his Tehillim and his Tehillim because Mamish it's a ace, Gavaldika ace. And there's somebody else in the back who's never Kanoni and he doesn't have anything in his life and he comes to Shul and he just wants like a Shmet Kavuk and he goes over to this Gevir, just plus he wants to just have a, like a little scent, something to Shmet to smell. It was expensive, only the Gevir had it. And this Gevir told him, now? I'm in the middle of Tehillim. To which the Gadol told this person, told him off. He said, it's nice you little Tehillim, but you're a void, you're a Gvir, you're a void to be made of the Klal Yisrael. Now, at the Shpitz day of the year, you're messing up on your Avoid. You're saying Tehillim? Tehillim is for people who aren't Patar Tusha mentioned. Their Tehillim is more meaningful. Don't get me wrong, everyone's Tehillim is kosher. But if you want to know who should be saying Tehillim and should be giving out the topic, you should be giving out the topic and let him say Tehillim. Now he's running around trying to find topic and you're saying Tehillim? We all have our avodah, and if we mess up what it is, then we're missing the void. But, and it could be chulila b'chas of the king of the Meich l'shalai nidu. Rabbi, I just want to end off and just a chaza over these points, a number of these points. And one is, he started off that the ikar avodah of a person is to deal with his meitav, to deal with the meitav of the yetzer. And if we get that shayush, the meitav, the agag, the meitav atzayin, the meitav avakah, then everything else will come much easier. So it's harder initially, it's daunting initially, but if that works and we're matzliach, everything else comes so much easier. We'll be able to fix all our other problems. Second is, in order for a person to recognize what it is that's being what he's inclined to, what he has a disposition, what he's a pull to, or kuligo, what he's already nikshalman, that's the area of the dafka Hashem wants him to work on. And the third Indian is that that's why he was put into this world. And he has a chiyuv of mesiris nefesh, ad kedei yared bayam, aluz in yonim. And if a person is successful in fixing that inyan that he was put in this world, not only is he fixing himself, and not only is he fixing ilonis al yoinim, he's fixing that inyan for Gan's Klal Yisrael. Because he was put on this world, dafke him to fix that inyan for Klal Yisrael. There's a whole premise Klal Yisrael. And so that even Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to be moisa nefesh, that he should be able to fix what he needs to fix. Just like Mordecai subjected Gan's Klal Yisrael in Sakonis Nefoshes, so he could take on Haman, Zerah, Agag, and Molech, And I was mutlakatila to do for Mordecai. Because for that inu that Mordecai needed to perfect, to be mesak in the chet of Shaul, he had the right to subject a chonis nefesh of Gan Taisho. Because everyone gains from that, that Mordecai fixes that tikkun. Because the tikkun is not just for himself, it's for everybody. We're all in it together. There's one klimas Yisrael. And everyone has a different part. And he's over here, and he's over here. And everyone has that area that he has to be mesakin. And if a person realizes that he's pulled in one direction, he shouldn't give up. He shouldn't be down. Forget it. He should be armed with that chizik, that confidence. That now he knows that that's where Punti has the miles to stand up into that area. It might be hard. He'll fall once, twice, three times. Shevo yipo tzadik will come. But over time, it will become easier and easier. And finally, he'll be able to be zeket to conquer that in you. And then there'll be mezaken it for him and for everybody. Because that's the area that he himself is mukshu b'yaseh to fix. And it's bad for him more than anyone else in Klal Yisrael who's able to fix it. That's why he was put with that tulsa. And that's the way to be mezaken it. No arrow milis. Everyone has plenty of milis. No arrow milis and no arrow kisringis and line them up. Line up El Milo with El Kasari. Now, second El is second Kasari. And with that, that's the recipe. Focus on El Milo. Don't try to become someone that we're not. And it's in learning, it's in every area. Focus on what we're good at rather than what we're bad at. We end up with the story with Chazon Yechezkel. Maybe I said the story already. Chazon Yechezkel was in England. He was a king, Tzigakim, and he came to England and he was trying to get droshes. So in his drushes, he was very matzliya. And at the same time, there was someone else who came to England who was not matzliya in the drushes, didn't draw a crowd. And he was wondering, like, Maika Teis, we're both the same time with it, so come and how come you're matzliya and I'm not? So come to Zaynikas, said, I'll take the pshat. The pshat is we tackle both the same level of Talmud Chacham. And we're also both very poor in English. Because we're both tzigakimites, we're both foreigners. But the difference between me and you is that I focus on my Milo, I focus on the Torah. And you're focusing on the language. You're focusing on your shortcomings. Focus on your Milo, and that everything will work out. Lamash, even in Torah, we have so many Gedolim in Yisrael. The ones who are good in Bikiyas focus on the Bikiyas. The ones who are good in the Bein focus on the Bein. The ones who are good in Diktik, the ones who are good in Chat, the ones who are good in Gemara, the ones who are good in whatever it is, Navi. Each area, the ones who couldn't come up, whatever it is, what they were good in, that's where they focused in. And they were matzliya. And if you matzliya, that reaches godless. That's godless. There's no right way, there's no wrong way. The right way is what I'm cut out for. That's the right way. There's no, like, general right way. Whatever I'm cut out for, and I'm matzliya in that union, then I'm matzliya. And what I'm not cut out for, then I'm not matzliya. Then that's not the thing that I'm supposed to be working on. Doesn't mean Lila Bachaz, I could be able to various and those on it. No, I have to keep what everyone else likes or keeps and keep the regular halakas, Mishabura. But I have to focus and throw myself into and be mamish, chumris, and didactic and be so successful. Those are the areas that I find challenging. And those areas can be conquered with my milas. If I throw in my milas, I focus my milas on that, then I can be masir, and we could all reach godless. And with that, we can perfect ourselves and be a bracha not only for ourselves, but Gan's Klal Yisrael will be zeicha to a gula protis. And with that, we have to show we should be zeicha to the gula shleima for Gan's Klal Yisrael. Shkoyi for listening.